Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tarbox Automotive Components Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Tarbox Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Very good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q3 earnings call. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Navin Juneja, our Director and Group CFO, SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. Let me begin with the economy and the industry overview. In the interim Union Budget for 2025, I would like to highlight on key points that benefit our industry. The most that is, with regards to corporates being set aside for providing financing with low or nil interest rates, which will encourage the private sector to scale up research and innovation significantly in sunrise domains like ours. Second is on increased CapEx allocation by 11.1% over last year. This should give a boost to infrastructure across segments, which directly impact the automotive industry, especially in commercial vehicles. Thirdly and importantly, the government has given emphasis on expanding and strengthening the vehicle ecosystem by supporting manufacturing and charging infrastructure. I'd like to mention Tarbox is already now increasing its share in the EV spectrum. Coming to the industry overview, in terms of the domestic sales, the passenger vehicle industry domestic sales grew by 25% year-on-year in the 9 months FY24. The segment's growth trajectory continued for two consecutive fiscal years with vehicle availability and an influx of new and refreshed models from various OEMs. For commercial vehicle volumes, are expected to gain further traction as the year progresses, supported by the healthy allocation for CapEx by the government. As mentioned earlier, increasing infrastructure spend by the government will definitely help and improve this segment in particular, and also off-roaders and excavators as well, which we are a part of. In quarter three, FY24, Tarbox has demonstrated a very strong growth in profitability compared to the previous year, with a 40% increase in EBITDA to 33 crores and a 66% growth in net profit to 23 crores. In the 9 months, revenue from operations grew by 22% to 576 crores, while EBITDA grew 38% at 9 with a 15.7% margin. The JVs demonstrated consistent performance in their respective segments throughout the year. Business growth has been consistent throughout the year and building up upon orders acquired last year. We had mentioned to you that Tarbox received orders of about 980 crores across the various product segments. This order will be executed over the next 4-5 years, but what we're happy to announce that of this 980 crores order book, 415 crores of orders came from exports, and 475 crores of orders are directly for passenger vehicles in the EV space, both for the domestic and the export market. So almost about 45% of order book is for EV. In December 2023, the company has taken a strategic decision to divest its company's 40% ownership interest in its joint venture entity, Nippon Leakage Tarbox. Following this stake sale, Nippon Leakless will hold a complete ownership interest in the company. We thank Nippon Leakless team for the successful partnership and wish them success in their future endeavors. We foresee there are immense opportunities in the Indian automotive industry, including our current portfolio. We believe that the proceeds from this stake sale will help us putting more business and more capex in our growing businesses, such as forging, such as caskets, such as heat shields. And at the same time, will help us, you know, manage our leverage our debt positions if required further. I would like to say that we've had a good quarter. We again see a good quarter coming up as well. I think our hedge portfolio, our diverse segments that we supply to, EV, non-EV, agri, off-roaders, excavators, passenger cars, makes Talbros a good company to be in. With this, I request Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Group CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Our total revenue for Q3 of FY24 stood at 202 crores as against rupees 160 crores, a growth of 26% on YOY basis. For 9 months of FY24, our revenue stood at 583 crores as against 477 crores, a growth of 22% on YOY basis. EBITDA for Q3 of FY24 stood at 33 crores as against 24 crores, a growth of 40% on YOY basis. And for 9 months of FY24, EBITDA stood at 92 crores as against 67 crores, a growth of 38% on YOY basis. EBITDA margins for Q3 of FY24 stood at 16.5% and for 9 months of FY24, it stood at 15.7%. PAT for Q3 of FY24 stood at 23 crores as against 14 crores, a growth of 66% on YOY basis. And for 9 months of FY24, PAT stood at 60 crores as against rupees 39 crores, a growth of 56% on YOY basis. Now coming to our division-wise financial performance, in the gasket division, including Nippon Leakless Talbros, for Q3 of FY24, our standalone gasket sales were 130 crores as against 104 crores in Q3 of FY23, a growth of 26%. Total revenue of Nippon Leakless was rupees 26 crores in Q3 of FY24 as compared to 21 crores in Q1 of FY23, a growth of 22%. For 9 months of FY24, our standalone gasket and heat shield sale was 382 crores as against rupees 316 crores for 9 months of FY23, a growth of 21%. Total revenue of Nippon Leakless was rupees 75 crores in 9 months of FY24 as compared to 69 crores of FY23, a growth of 9%. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of rupees 28 crores in Q3 of FY24. Versus 19 crores in Q3 of FY23, a growth of 48%. And for 9 months of FY24, this segment saw a combined EBITDA of rupees 77 crores as against 58 crores, a growth of 32%. Now coming to our forging division, forging revenue in Q3 of FY24 grew by 27% to rupees 71 crore as against 56 crores in Q3 of FY23. In 9 months of FY24, the revenue grew by 26% to rupees 203 crore as against 161 crores in 9 months of FY23. EBITDA of the forging division in Q3 of FY24 grew by 29% to 12 crores as against 10 crores in Q3 of FY23. In 9 months of FY24, EBITDA grew by 49% to 35 crore as against 24 crores in 9 months of FY23. Now coming to our joint venture, Marelli Talbo Chassis System Private Limited, the revenue for Q3 of FY24 stood at 69 crores as against 50 crores in Q3 of FY23, registering a growth of 24% on YoY basis. For 9 months of FY24, revenue stood at 190 crore versus 155 crore, a growth of 22% on YoY basis. For Q3 of FY24, EBITDA stood at around 10 crores as against 7 crores in Q3 of FY23, a growth of 47% on YoY basis. For 9 months of FY24, EBITDA stood at 25 crores as against 17 crores in 9 months of FY23, a growth of 50% on YoY basis. Now coming to our last joint venture of Talbo's Morvo Rubber Private Limited, revenue stood at 29 crores in Q3 of FY24 versus 20 crores in Q3 of FY23, registering a growth of 42% on YoY basis. For 9 months of FY24, revenue stood at 92 crores as against 56 crores, a growth of 62% on YoY basis. For Q3 of FY24, EBITDA stood at rupees 2 crores as against 1 crore in Q3 of FY23. For 9 months FY24, EBITDA stood at 7 crore as against 3 crores in 9 months of FY23, a growth of 112% on YoY basis. We are confident toward achieving our growth throughout the year and believe that these margins are sustainable. And that's from all our side. All from our side, and would like to open the floor to the question and answer. Thank you.
Thanks, Naveen.
Thank you.
So we'll open the floor for questions. Thank you. We now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Dipen Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Anuj and Mr. Juneja. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Fabulous performance in terms of profits. So thank you for that. I just had a couple of questions. Firstly, in terms of the profitability, could you just give us some more insight on what led to this improvement in profitability? And this 16.5% margins which we have achieved in this quarter, Mr. Juneja said that we can maintain this kind of margins. So should we understand that 16.5 could be the new normal for margins going ahead?
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. And first of all, I want to tell you that our growth is basically from the new orders we have acquired, from the new customer products, same customer, new products, same customer, same products, growth is there. And these are the basic mantra of our growth. And second is, regarding the question on the margin, of course, this quarter was something extraordinary we achieved. And on the cumulative basis, let's see the business as a cumulative basis, because something happened in quarter wise. We can't say this is the best. Of course, we are trying to do the best. On the cumulative basis, 16.7, I assure you that it should be in the range of 15.16% minimum. It should be forward, it should be.
Okay. That's great to hear, sir. And one more question is, hybrid vehicles are also picking up pace with, several manufacturers looking at hybrid vehicles, as against or as compared to electric vehicles. Are you seeing any further trends in terms of popularity of hybrid vehicles becoming better? And if yes, if you could just throw some more color on that.
Yeah, so carry on, Naveen, Abolo.
Hybrid vehicles, we are present in all hybrid vehicles, number one.
Okay.
Our goes in hybrid vehicle also. Maruti is focusing more on hybrid. I can see
yes.
Now. I think Mahindra is also entering into hybrid vehicle. These two are working very, very, especially Maruti. And we are there, very well there in the hybrid vehicle.
All our heat shields are actually present in all the hybrid vehicles of Maruti. So in the future, whatever they launch, will be a part of it. So yeah, there is a lot of talk on hybrid. Sometimes they talk about EVs. Like I said earlier also in the call, in last several calls, every kind of mobility will be there. You'll have gasoline, you'll have petrol. Like Mahindra Mahindra with them 2 weeks back, they talk about diesel engines because they want the torque, they want the power, they want to drive the Jeep from Bombay to Alibaug, Alibaug to Lonavala. So they want that. So everyone has a different story. As long as we are present everywhere, we are fine.
Okay. Thank you. And one last question which I had is, if you look at the forecast which has been given by SIAM or other associations, the commercial vehicle segment is expected to grow by 3 to 5% in the next year. That is what they are saying. And the passenger vehicles. And the commercial vehicle segment is also expected to be relatively flattish. So if you could give us some more color onto, whether this could impact us or we will be able to gain more market share and grow maybe in double digits next year also.
Yeah, so I'll ask the first part and then we can answer the growth part of Talgo's. You see, the passenger vehicle had a very strong run for the last 2 years, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial vehicles will take a muted growth for this quarter four because of elections, right?
Mm-hmm.
After
mm-hmm.
it's going to boom. Okay, if the government comes back. Because I was looking at the Ashok Leyland commentary and talking to some people there. So they also feel that quarter four, slow, little slow, be cautious, and then long run, there's no problem. With this infrastructure spend that's happening, there should be no issue.
Mm-hmm.
As mentioned to you earlier, Talbot's Automotive is a very hedge company. We don't rely on one customer. We're getting orders from JCB in the UK in a big way, JLR in a big way, BMW in a big way. In India, we are increasing our product portfolio with heat shield, with Hyundai, with Maruti. We're entering now Tata Motors electric vehicles in a large way. So we'll keep working on that market share. We're not going to depend on this one customer, one guidance. That's our mantra.
Plus we are hopeful that next year also, at present, we can see a growth of minimum 15% plus. And I will able to give you in our next earning call, which will happen sometime in May. So we are
correct.
15% plus is month. We should
easily achieve
that.
Okay, sir. Pretty encouraging, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best to you. Once again, a very good performance for the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And sir, congratulations on the very good execution in this quarter. And sir, my question is on the order book side, Maruti is planning for the, plant in Gujarat. So are we in any active discussion for the Gujarat plant order?
So Maruti, yes, you are right. Maruti is planning to put up a plant in Gujarat and we are there in that platform also. Our mainly joint venture is supplying their components or sheet metal components to that plant, EV plant, which is coming there, which is very much there. Plus, we are opening our warehouses in Gujarat at present. Other components like Margo is also supplying to Gujarat. They have a warehouse there. And because this is a lightweight component, so we can easily manage by putting a warehouse. And so as our heat shield also, we are putting a warehouse there at present. But we are, I think, then after 1 or 2 years, then the Tata Motor will also start making EV and Maruti will be in, I think, progressing much more there. We will definitely look at some plant there in one, I think, from next financial year, we should look for something, not today.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, on the growth side, in this quarter, we did extraordinary. So what are target going forward?
It should be, I told you earlier, between 5.7 to 16% somewhere it should be there. It's sustainable EBITDA.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Ravi Shah from Opal Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
So my first question would be volume related. So what would be our volume growth for the gasket segment and for the heat segment? Can you share that if it's possible?
Sir, thoda sa voice na crack ho raha aapka, matlab slightly voice.
Volume for gasket and heat shield growth.
Yeah. Sir, number of pieces I can tell you the numbers. Last year we did a heat shield of around, only around 20 crores. And for 9 months we have already achieved 32 crores. Okay? That figure I can give you. Balances the growth in the gasket business.
Understood, sir. And sir, just one more forward-looking question, in the longer term, what would be our growth guidance going forward and what kind of contracts would we be looking at, something on those lines if you can help me over there?
Yeah, sir, the growth guidance we had given last year that we are, by 27, we are looking at the top line of combined all businesses of 2100 crore approximately with a build up of around 16% going forward. And regarding your second question is on the...
So what will be our growth plan, you said, this will be about, what are our contracts, what kind of contracts will be majorly looking at?
We've mentioned to you already, we secured contracts worth about almost 1,000 crores last year. And this entails about 400 crores of PV and about 470 crores of exports. Over and above that, we're looking at a growth about 15% next year. Regarding future contracts, as and when they come, we will update you.
Yeah. Understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Lano Bhavya Agarwal from Capital Securities. Please go ahead. Bhavya, may I request you to unmute and go ahead with the question, please?
Hello.
Bhavya, can you hear us?
Yes, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask you that could you please throw some light on the divestment in NLK JV and what is the strategy behind doing that? Like you mentioned for future capex, what kind of capex are we talking about? And apart from the cash proceeds of 82 crores, do we plan to raise any debt or anything like that?
So that investment in the first of all, the strategy was, the business was, if you see the growth of that business for last 4-5 years, the business is flat. It's hardly any growth, maybe 2-3%. But our vision is for to invest in those businesses which grow at 20%, 15-20% minimum. But that as potential should be there to grow the business. The potential the potential of that business is not matching our expectation. That is the reason for exit. Of course, we got about 82 crore from the sale of the business. Our initial investment was around 5 crore for that business. Okay? The money, the money will be there for the 2-3 things are there. For the both businesses like forging, heat shield, the money will be utilized. We are looking at a growth of minimum 20% plus in this business. Plus, it should be kept aside for the future inorganic opportunity which can come on our way, because we also want to grow inorganically also. So that money will be utilized for that purposes. Regarding the debt position, we are not taking any more further debt at present, and the business has such option to fund their own debt on capexes because they are generating enough funds for that, and we have no repayments lying. My term loan is hardly 5-6 crores. That's all.
Right.
Sir, so the next question was, do we plan to increase our exports in coming years? Like, as you mentioned, we have received
400.
Yes, our vision is to have the export of 30% plus in next 3 years. That you will also see on the expanded top line, my export is still at 25%. And going forward, it will increase further next year. It should be around 26-27 next year. As soon as this export of EV, the EV platform starts in 25, you can see a huge jump in export.
So, sir, I just wanted to ask you that currently 25% of our revenue comes from exports and forging business contributes more than 50% of exports, right? And so just wanted to ask you, so further plans to increase?
Yeah, yeah, because all divisions have different plans. Forging export is around 56%, forging division. Gas and heat shed export is around 15%, and Marelli is around same. I think Marelli is around 15-16%.
15%.
And rest Margo is hardly 3%, and Nippon was zero. And going forward, the order we have got from our export customer like JLR, JCB, and some business of JLR are starting in 25. Okay, huge for the EV, for the potential EV vehicle. And that's where the business starts, the export will start picking up in a big way. Plus, we are developing the JLR parts. On the phase one has developed, we are working on phase two, then phase three also there. The way we keep on developing and start commercialization will start, the export will further increase. This division of, I think, my 14 division next year should give an export of 60% plus.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Aryan Mehta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, our TMS segment has grown 62% on a YY basis. Could you throw some light on that, sir?
Sir, this is, as you are, first of all, this is primarily, this company is primarily catered to Maruti. Okay. 5% sale is to Maruti. Maruti, of course, the volume has gone up, you know that. They are doing well. Secondly, they have introduced biofuel hoses. This order last November, December, last year, December. So that, and the price of that hose is two and a half times than the conventional hoses. So the volume, and they are putting these hoses in all vehicles, all models. So the growth is coming from that reason. Extraordinary growth is coming from that.
Okay, one more question that I have is, do we plan to enter non-auto segment?
We are already there, not auto. If you already there in some way, we are in the industrial segment. We are not, plus if you count offloader and excavators as automotive, not in non-automotive. They are other, they are not automotive. We are there in a big way.
Okay, thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Uttam Purohit from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my question was on the working capital side. We have greatly reduced our working capital from last 3-4 years. So I just wanted to understand, is there any kind of gap between inventory and payable days for forging business and our gasket business?
No, your question, there is any, what you are asking, there is any gap, you said?
Gap in inventory days and payable days for forging business and gasket business, because both their vendors are different and inventory works are also different for both the business.
Yeah, yeah, both the business have different levels of inventory and debtors. The debtors in the gasket business are within 82 days, that's all. And in the forging business, on an average, is 113 days because of the more export there. Otherwise, the banking limits are the same. My working capital is around 75, which is there for last 1.5 years. It has not increased with the increase in turnover. And that is around, term loan is around 5-6 crores, that's all.
So with the increasing share of exports and also increasing share of our forging business, do we expect our working capital cycle to go at a higher end?
No, now that the level has come because they have enough cash accrual from their side, that debt will not go up.
Okay. Okay, that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ruchi Gupta from Value Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, so last order book was announced in November 23 of 580 crores, right? Since then, have you received any orders? Or if yes, then how much is exports in that?
Ma'am, we have received some orders. We are waiting for some order more to come. Whenever a sizable amount will be there, then we will announce. You need to wait for a couple of months for that.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit from World Foods. Please go ahead.
Sir, you have guided the revenue of 2,200 crore for our company, or it includes the full sales with the JV companies also. So will this just be Talbro's share, or will this be the total share?
Total share.
It will be the total. So Talbro's will be around 1,400-1,500 crore out of that.
You can see the presentation is there. 700 crore is my gas steel, 500 crore is my forging business, 600-700 is my Marelli business. I think 200 around with Margo business. It's like that.
All right. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rajvi Shah from Bright Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just had a question. What contributes to the 30% revenue growth? Do we have pricing advantage or volume growth?
There is no pricing advantage. In fact, the prices have come down, especially in forging division. The prices have come down, and the metal prices are all aware. It has come down from the last year. So there is only volume. It's only due to volume. And new customers, new parts of new same customers. New. This is basically the mantra of the growth.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for joining the call today. Thanks a lot, and I hope you're able to answer your question. And thank you so much, and we're still looking forward to a nice, robust quarter four. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.